Hello everyone, and a happy new year from the Rancor's Brothel. Have the post-holiday blues got you down? Didn't get that special present you hoped for? Start off 2021 by treating yourself to the best in premium dice and accessories at MetallicDiceGames.com. Their wide range of products is guaranteed to cheer up any gamer in your life, even if that gamer is you. Even better, you can save 10% by using the promo code RBP10 at checkout. So make the beginning of 2021 a little better for someone special by visiting MetallicDiceGames.com and picking up some premium dice. Don't forget to tell them the Rancor's Brothel sent you.
The Rancor's Brothel presents a Monte Cook Games publication. The Strange. The Dark Spiral.
Wait, read that last sentence again.
Several figures are moving around near the artificial structure revealed as a metallic building.
So there's a building and shit's moving around it.
Cool. As if people are, walking around the building.
Like a worker collecting stuff, I think, I would assume.
This reminds me of like the Matrix where they're all in like the body tubes.
Recollecting his Mortys.
Reminds me of that Robin Williams movie where they go to hell and all the bodies are just like in the crevices and arms.
What Dreams May Come? I own that.
Yeah, that one.
It's actually really good. It's a lot of people get it. I enjoyed it.
It's a good
movie. I haven't
seen
it.
It's too depressing for me.
It's weird. Like he walks through like a painting at one point or something.
Yep. Yeah. It's really good.
It's an interesting perspective of like what heaven and hell look like.
It's the imagery I see, but just, corpses.
I actually really like that movie.
There's a lot of horror movies where like the walls are made out of people. So
that's true too.
300.
They built the wall.
Yeah, like that's kind of what I was thinking.
Just 800.
That's kind of like what you're looking at, but it seems to be like a mile long.
Right there. Yeah. No human centipedes. That's not a thing. We're not doing that.
But you guys, gross. You have leeway. You can wander around. You can investigate bodies. You can kind of.
Said that they're petrified. Are they like mummified, or like are they like petrified, literally turning into stone?
Yes. So have we reached the surface yet?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm gonna put my arm down and see the blues. Do the blues match?
Like what's on you?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Doesn't seem to be far. You can tell like where, like I said, like as I explained, like where that white liquid is touching these bodies, they are becoming these essentially blue sculptures. That acid that touched you was that white liquid. So you can kind of assume it's probably the same or at least a similar like liquid.
Okay.
I mean, are you investigating bodies? Like what are you doing?
Yeah, I mean, Stevie's going to be looking at the stone bodies on the ground, seeing like how alive, how fleshy, how stony.
They all seem to be nude. They have no possessions. They just seem to be lying there nude. They all appear to be dead, but none of them seem to be rotting. Or at least not in a normal fashion. Instead of like breaking down the bodies like by bacterial decay, the fluid flowing across them and under them seems to be extracting soft tissue and leaving behind this bluish material that is as hard and brittle as chalk.
So we're just stepping on these people. They're just dusting.
You definitely notice that the surface is also sort of covered with blue dust.
Oh my god.
Pretty familiar looking blue dust.
Wait, how do people take the blue dust? Because if we're breathing this shit in, we're going to be higher than a goddamn kite in like 30 seconds.
I mean, I feel like as long as we're not kicking it around, is it up in the atmosphere just naturally?
It doesn't seem to be in the atmosphere as much, it's definitely like across the surface.
As long as we're not kicking it around much, we should be fine.
All right, so I'm going to take out your smartphone and take pictures for Hertzfeld or whatever the fuck that dude's name is. Yeah.
When a lot of the junkies were disappearing too, right?
Yeah, is anybody noticeable? Wait. Because Stevie had that premonition, and if it's that dude, she might lose her shit. Like, any of the people that we know that were junkies that disappeared type of a thing, like, do we notice anybody?
I mean, it would be hard to recognize most of them.
I think most of the junkies were disappearing because they were getting killed because owing money or...
I think they were getting sent here.
I do too. I think the Dust Man gets you hooked. And then when you become like too...
Because he can control you.
He like recycles his product. He can control
you to come and like be fed to this thing.
Come join the party. As you guys kind of wander around... you suddenly hear this sort of light female voice say, hello? Who's there? And as you spin about...
I hide.
At least Stevie doesn't necessarily recognize who she is, but you recognize the lab coat. This appears to be one of the scientists from Whole Body Grafts. Kind of peeking out from like what is essentially a hiding place. Who's there?
Does she see us yet?
Oh yeah, that's what she's talking to. Like she popped out from her hiding spot, like trying to get your attention.
Oh, she was hiding.
She's behind. You said like a pile of bodies.
Well, yeah, but does she recognize us?
What is she hiding from?
Oh, hello there. I am a fellow. Just I'm inspecting the planet this today.
Keep your voice down.
Oh. Hello,
Jimmy.
we're just here inspecting the planet. We're coming in here from corporate.
Stevie's gonna put her hand over his mouth. Be like, you can come closer. We're not gonna hurt you.
She kind of slowly stands up and comes out. She seems like shell shocked. She shows signs of extensive bluing because of how long she's been like in this environment. She says, "My name's Drumshara. I'm one of the scientists from Whole Body Grafts. I came through here to understand what the Nacarand is. Did you do the same?"
Not exactly. We may have gotten forced to be swallowed.
Forced? How so? It must have been feeding time.
Maybe.
She's frightened. She says, if there's any way to leave this place, please take me with you. I've been here so long, I've lost track of how long I've been here.
So, you mean you came here willingly?
Yes. Trying to understand the Nacarand.
When was that? Do you remember?
I
have no
sense of time here.
Yes, but do you remember the date when you came in?
I don't.
You don't remember the year?
Surely it hasn't been that long.
Well, no, but just in case.
My guess would maybe be a month.
Okay.
You remember there was an opening for a scientist position, right? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but who knows how long that opening was there for.
She says, have you figured it out yet? Have you figured out what it is?
Figured what out? What is?
The Nacarand.
It's a worm.
That produces dust, apparently.
That petrifies people and turns them into dust.
That's accurate.
What is this fluid?
Yeah. It's some sort of acidic... it's some sort of acidic fluid that seems to be breaking down the bodies. It's turning them into these rocks, these statues almost. And then every once in a while, a man in the hood arrives and he chisels it off and pounds it to dust.
I'm gonna lean over and try to grab someone's nose to see what happens.
Stevie's gonna smack your hand.
She kind of goes like whole scientist and just starts like explaining all of it, everything that she's understood. She says like the Nacharand is an entity, from my understanding, from the Strange. Like even before Whole Body Grass decided to host it in the tower, the creature, I believe, was feeding on living things from Earth, and maybe even recursions in the shoals of Earth. It's a particular feeding strategy, sentient extension of the creature, and an avatar that this hooded man that makes dust. I'm not sure what to call him. He I believe spreads the dust through various locations. I know of spiral dust. I've heard of it. I know that it's highly addictive. And I know that creatures without the spark can become partially quickened, even while the drug is in their system. The dust's addict's first and last full body translation seems to transfer them here.
Mm. Yep.
Where they become trapped. Yep. And they die.
Yep.
The enzymes seem to digest their flesh, and what remains is a waste product that seems to be converted into more spiral dust. And she kind of just kicks one of them, and it just kind of falls to dust. She says, simply by blunt force. Since I've been here, I've discovered that this dust man of sorts shows up on a very irregular schedule. He translates out with a stack of petrified bodies, presumably delivering them to whatever distribution network he has set up, which you guys would then probably recall Crow Hollow being part of that.
Mm-hmm. Is that where we found the spider in the basement?
No, that was on Earth.
Yep. That was on Earth. But there were spiders in Crow Hollow. They were what's your names, like guardians.
Oh.
Vendors.
She says, believe me, Whole Body Grafts didn't know this was happening. Thanks to this unending supply of venom workers we've sent in here, the Dustman has increased his production by a few orders of magnitude. I'm worried where it would end, but it should be stopped. If you can get me out of here safely, I'll make certain that the powers that be eject the Nacharand from the premises one way or another. You ask about the building.
Yeah.
I'm not entirely sure what the purpose of the building is. It seems to be perhaps a warehouse. My assumption is the warehouse became overflowed and now the bodies just sit here on the surface.
So he literally walks out of this thing with a stack of bodies and nobody questions it?
She kind of looks around and says, there's no one to question it.
When he walks out of the worm?
But he's probably going to, because didn't he just randomly show up in the basement? So he's delivering the bodies to the locations?
He's translating to the distributors.
So you can translate off of here?
At least I know he can.
He probably has one of those
porkies
cipher things that we just got.
Gotcha. Because that's how he was traveling around with that snow globe.
Yeah, it's probably an artifact.
God damn it. What's like the equivalent of a listen roll in this game?
A listen roll?
You said it was intellect based.
Yeah, give me an intellect. Just give me an intellect based roll.
I think it's about might. Because you have to
18.
Like, flex your ear muscles.
Four.
Ooh. 18.
Nine.
So two of you got 18s, and actually probably the 9. You hear sort of this, I don't know, lack of a better term, a poofing sound, like a poof, poof, just like a poof, like a simple. And then you hear the sound of footsteps. And as you turn around,
crunchy chalk.
A passing shadow leaves in its wake a hooded man whose voluminous cloak is layered in shadows. And in a raspy voice, he speaks. He says,
"Untaru, have you delivered these intruders to my stomach so we can eliminate them together?"
You son of a bitch.
Fuck.
Where's my cipher?
Untaru sort of turns around and she looks more shocked than happy. Furrowed brow, eyes wide, gripping her weapon a little tighter.
Probably was using her without her knowledge.
Probably.
And the dustman.
She's probably freaking addicted.
And
I quit.
as you can presume, this is probably the dustman. Looks, kind of brings his, moves his head up a little ways from, you know, facing the ground, so that you can kind of see within the hood this almost blue mask like face. Those blue eyes, Stevie Stevens, you recognize from the first time you saw him in the distance during the, I guess, essential zombie raid. You definitely recognize those eyes. And actually, hang on a second. Technically, you two got the higher levels. So it's technically a GM intrusion here.
Sweet.
So you guys each get XP, and then you can then gift XP to someone who you feel has deserved it. Which you could actually just give them to each other. It's an option, but like...
Good rule.
I will give one to Jimmy. A, because he can't get him himself. Yes. And B, because he touched the thing.
He did touch the
thing. I forgot you can't get it.
Yeah. In fact, he touched a thing that gave you a really f***ing useful cipher.
Yes, he did. Extremely useful. That's why he got one.
Josh, are you giving yours away to him?
I'll give you yours for not touching things.
Also the smart option.
Yep.
So everybody has one extra XP.
Do you want these back?
No, hang on to them.
Okay.
Because you can spend them or you can save them for later. So technically that is a GM dream. And this hooded man just sort of stands there, and he sort of looks at all of you, and he says,
"Is that why you are here, Untaru, or are you here to fulfill your plan?"
And you guys kind of see her face go white, and he kind of looks upon you all and says,
"You were not aware you were being deceived. Is that the case?"
Yeah.
Pure so.
Yes. You see, I've watched you, Untaru, since she and I began working together to spread the spiral dust. I recently learned of her real plan.
And you kind of see her, like, gripping that weapon tighter, almost shaking. He says,
"After thousands of years of searching the strange network, Untaru finally found Earth, and, more important, the Aleph component buried in the mantle beneath the crust. Yes, this component is a piece of an ancient mechanism that first created the strange billions of years ago. The component is the reason Earth is special and hosts so many quickened creatures and recursions. Its impact with your proto-planet created the Earth's moon. So it is not small, nor is it delicate. Untaru wants to use the power of this buried Aleph component to revive a recursion of her destroyed homeworld. This, of course, requires the component to be fully woken by setting up a planet-wide resonance with quickened minds. Earth and its recursions don't possess nearly enough quickened to create such an effect, however. Minds become briefly quickened while affected by the fertilizer of the Nacaran, the spiral dust. Not knowing her ultimate purpose, I became her ally and magnified the number of quickened on Earth and in its shoals, a thousandfold or more. This Aleph component is waking. I don't know if it will give Untaru the mastery over reality she desires, or the ability to reconstruct her world called Maikayum, but I know one thing. When it fully wakes, and it is triggered to do her bidding, the Earth and its recursions will shatter. I propose a new alliance. You and I against her. You see, I don't want Earth and its recursions to be destroyed. If you or someone in your organization can reach the Aleph component buried beneath the Earth's mantle, I have something that might shut it down. Though, I fear it has already gone past the point of no return. What say you?
I don't trust neither of you all. Like, what the hell?
Why, if you allied yourself with her, why haven't you stopped her since?
As I said, I've only recently realized her true purpose.
You can see, like, she is shaking, holding this weapon. And,
How far is she away from us?
You guys are all, like, hanging out. Like, you're in a
group. We're in a cluster.
Mm. I'm gonna assume that you're all checking out the bodies, so if she's far away from you, it's, I don't know, 5 yards away from you, probably.
I have a needle that I want me to try.
And she says, she like, begins to lash out. She begins to scream at him. She begins to curse him for his, you know, for turning on her, you know. And she says, my homeworld was destroyed and I will get it back. And she raises up this gigantic fucking gun.
No!
Yeah! Kill him! I'll watch.
And she spins about to point it at all of you.
God damn it!
I wanted to ask another question before this started. Sad. I wanted to know what the dust man was. What was his?
Yeah, did he just think he was a drug dealer?
Yeah, like, was he just like,
well, because
I'm in it to make money.
He said he just, well, that may have been his motive, because he said he just realized what her plan was.
So, I mean, hate this. I don't like this.
That would make
this might be a TPK, y'all.
That would make sense. Nah.
TPK, whole Earth.
She wants to kill the dude because her world's destroyed by this whole...
He knows her plan now.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
and he doesn't want to follow through with that plan because it destroys Earth and other recursions.
Right, but she wants her world back, but maybe she didn't realize that it would destroy Earth. You know what I mean?
Don't know. We didn't get asked that much, but... By the way, the hood or the dust man made it seem like she knew what she was doing.
Mm-hmm.
But that could just be just trying to get us to plot against her, so we killed them both.
I really hate shit like this. I don't like this.
Derek.
And I thought I had Untaru written down. But it does not appear that way. You know what? Was this the day that we couldn't find my notebook and I had to write it on another piece of paper?
Possibly.
I think so.
I mean, this is our first time meeting her, right? Was when before we came to Rook?
You met her just before you left Farouk. Yes.
Yeah.
Or did
I'm
you
trying
travel?
To remember
yeah, you didn't travel with her to Arden. Mm-hmm. I don't think.
Nope.
No, we were by ourselves. We came back from Arden because we had the chest and all that other bullshit.
Correct.
And then we met her.
Correct. Because she had information and no one was suspicious about it.
Oh, no, we were suspicious, if I remember correctly.
Nobody rolled. You can say you were suspicious, but if you weren't rolling on anything.
I mean, as far as we knew, she was a member of the estate.
Sure, we did question her, though, and you, like, blew us off, so fuck you, Lucas.
If anything, that's kind of her job, so that's what I would have assumed.
Her stats for, like, deception are pretty high. So if you did roll, you probably obviously failed, because you would have gotten some sort of, she might not be truthful thing. All right. Give me a speed-based check for your initiatives, please.
I don't wanna.
11.
4.
16.
3!
How did I go before Jimmy?
I'm slow on the uptake.
You don't have any boost to speed?
No.
Oh, that's you.
He's got speed.
I'm all about the muffle.
He's all might.
And these guys are based on their level... That's a bummer.
They rolled a one.
For you.
Oh.
No, they don't roll. It's just literally based on their level, and they're the same level.
Hot diggity dog. I'm gonna
assume that she is faster than
she
him.
Seems the most threatening at the moment.
Yep, and she gets to go first.
Of course she does, because why wouldn't she? Why not, right?
Are we kind of fighting with the guy at this point?
I mean, don't know yet. I'm not really.
Because she just pointed a gun at everybody, right?
Yep.
Well, he was like behind her, and then she turned to us, so.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, not really.
Without giving anything away, I'm going to show you this picture of Uintaru holding her giant gun.
Oh, that's a lot bigger than I
it's
thought.
It's like a Final Fantasy gun. It's fucking massive.
Has she been carrying around that around the whole time?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
All I could really see from where you're sitting was the green circle.
I didn't realize it was that big, or I would have tried not to look.
I get it.
Yeah, I feel like we should have known what she looked like. Just saying, Lucas.
I told you she was in gilded armor. First time
yeah,
you guys met.
But like...
I,
you guys got there.
I
you show us the size of the gun, we would be like...
I expected the armor to be pretty bulky, but I wasn't. Yeah. Didn't think the gun
was. The gun to be that big.
That's what she said.
She's overcome.
We're dirty.
Then you should probably clean yourself. Okay.
I need.
This is the shit we do, y'all.
It's all good. That's cool. That's cool. Okay.
That's so never that's a good thing.
We're all dead. Wrap it up.
TPK. Bye, guys. It was fun playing. Yay.
Within immediate range of each other and within direct line of sight. That sucks for you.
Everything sucks.
Tell you what.
Quick, hide behind the bodies.
Give me a D4. We have a D4.
Everybody? Oh.
Buzz.
No, just no, hand me a D4.
I'm working on it.
1, 2, 3, 4. It's a 4.
Sucks to be you.
I really Sebastian, yeah. She seems to point this thing directly at you.
Yes.
He's looking at Sebastian.
You need to make a defense roll for ranged combat, which I believe is speed.
Oh, it's good for you.
yeah.
So it is it's a level 6 because it's based off of her level, if I'm not mistaken. So level 6 based speed roll, speed defense roll to get out of the way of this thing.
So if I was you, I would use 2 points of effort because it's free for you with your speed.
Yeah.
Are you trained or specialized in speed defense task?
Should be. You got excellent speed stuff going on.
Do you? I only have might defense.
So. Okay.
Okay. But you do have you have perks to speed, don't you?
Running, climbing, jumping, balancing.
So no.
Yeah.
Okay. So I would spend the effort, to get out of there.
And extra if you want to. But 2 is free. Mm-hmm. You can spend up to 4.
And it's what, a 6? You said a level...
It's a level 6, which means you need an 18, so you need to drop
it. So you by using your 2 free, you dropped it down to
a 12.
A 4. So you needed a 12. You could use 1 point of...
Anything extra is...
another 2 points of effort?
Yes. No, anything extra is 2 points out of that pool.
2 points out of your pool, sorry.
So if you spend another effort, that'll be 2 points. If you spend 2 effort, because you can only go up to 4 effort...
It would be 4 points out of that pool.
It would be 4 points, and then it would be knocked down to a 2.
Yeah.
Yep.
Task roll. That's so if you want to use it.
Which would make it a 6.
You just got to spend the points to do it.
But I can do 2 without spending.
Yes.
Right.
Correct. Mm-hmm. Yeah, because of your edge and everything.
Right. So that brings it down to a 12.
So you can knock it down to a 2. Just make sure that you take the points out of your point pool, which is great because,
you take it.
It should be a simple roll for you.
And you said that was 2. That would cost me 2? It
should cost you 4 points total.
It cost me 4. Okay. For the speed of that.
Yeah.
13. We're good.
Cool.
Let's wait for a while.
You dive out of the way as this wave of green energy fires in a beam in your direction. And as you dive out of the way, it hits a pile of these bodies. It just explodes them.
Now we're all going to get high. Thanks.
Oh no.
I would have exploded, though.
True.
Don't get me wrong. The way I've read, because there is literally a chart in here on how spiral dust works, you would have to inhale like a massive amount of it to like get a high. Like it's not going to harm you.
Is it like a injection thing normally? Or I forget how did they...
And it's dust. It's like cocaine.
Oh, okay. So it's like a snort.
Yeah, dirt. It's like a cocaine.
Okay.
Just for reference, is that a ranged projectile attack?
It's a gun, so... A projectile will probably be more of a bow and arrow. I don't know if a bullet's considered a projectile. Yeah, I guess it would be. Yeah,
it's not really a bullet. It's a beam of energy.
Yeah. No, I think I think it would be. I think you're
right. It's like a pew pew blaster, man.
It's a big pew pew.
That was a hell of a pew pew.
boom boom is more accurate. So yeah, I would say that's probably correct. So she fires, and you get out of the way. The Dustman actually gets a turn because they are both a level. At the same level. Let's see. What can he do?
I don't want to know.
Oh, that's cool as shit.
Oh, yeah. God.
I don't know who I'm more scared of.
I know. Like, I almost want to be like, sure, we'll be on your side. Ho-wink!
So the Dustman sort of unleashes this weird shadowy aura that materializes as some sort of... shadowy looking great sword. And he will swing on Untaru.
Yeah.
Somebody roll me a d20.
Not me. I'm not rolling too hot. I'm very swingy.
Yeah, I'm not rolling
today.
Hot either here. You roll your own damn d20. Oh, rolled.
I can just tell you that he fails.
That looked like an 18 to me.
I want to roll it out here so everybody can see it. That's the thing. Okay. So tell me what I got.
15.
He misses.
Okay.
So on a 15, he
swings
misses?
On level 6 character. So he has to have an 18 or higher.
Yeah.
He swings. Does he have... Hang on a second. Yeah. Nope. Go back to Dustman. Yeah, no, he swings... none of you are in immediate range, which is cool.
Wait, why would he attack us? I thought he was trying to attack her.
He missed.
Oh, he is, but it's an aura. Remember that.
Dun, dun, dun.
Yeah, so he swings and misses. She either dives out of the way or it just kind of, you know, clinks off of her armor. And she kind of looks at him and just gives him like this, you know, evil grin. Almost chuckling to herself. So now you guys can finally do a thing. Josh, looks like you're up first, sir.
Alrighty.
Remember, you've got ciphers, you've got weapons, whatever you want to do. Using a cipher would be an action, just FYI.
How many? We get two actions or one action? Just one.
He wields two weapons.
You get one action.
Alright, cool.
Yeah, which means you get two shots. That's how that worked, right?
Yeah. Or what? somebody
he's
wields two weapons.
Oh, you're the dual wielder.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Has to be, yeah, I get two.
Yep.
So you technically get to roll twice or whatever it is.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I guess I'll just use my handgun.
Okay. Sure. You firing on her or him?
Her.
Okay.
Definitely. She shot at you, yeah.
So
you hit her back.
So she's a level 6 character, so you need 18 or above to hit, which means you're, you know, if you have things that make that easier, aside from effort. Do you have anything for your guns? Because I know you are licensed to carry that drops that level.
And are you skilled or trained on your...
Yeah, I'm skilled in my handgun.
All right, so with your handgun, specialized, you mean?
Yeah, specialized, sorry.
So that should drop it by 2 tiers.
Okay.
Right? Because trained drops it by 1, specialized drops it by 2. So it's a level 4 to hit before you even roll.
And then you have edge.
If you're spending effort, yes.
Right. Just trying to look at what else I... Because I think everything else is just like additional damage if I succeed.
If you succeed, which is a lot of damage if I recall correctly.
Yeah, if pierce, gunner, yeah, it's going to hurt if I can actually hit them.
Don't you also have bullets that are like radioactive?
I have 2 uranium shotgun shells.
Oh, you don't have a shotgun
there. Yeah.
Okay, fair enough.
I'll just throw uranium at her.
If you want to fire, sir, fire away. So you need a 12 or higher to hit.
Ooh. Nope, it's an 8.
All right, so you just too short or too short of the target, right over her shoulder. Next in line then is Daniel.
Oh, I'm going to use deflect attacks.
Deflect attacks?
Yep.
Okay.
It reads, for 1 minute, you automatically deflect or dodge any ranged projectile attacks.
Cool. Now, that's a skill, not a cipher, right?
Yes.
Cool.
It still takes an action.
Okay.
However, during this time, the difficulty of all other actions in any round where you are attacked by ranged projectiles is increased by one step.
All right. Oops. So it just makes you harder to hit. Basically, that means on your defense task, it's automatically dropped by a tier. If she were to fire on you.
Well, I automatically deflect or dodge for...
Well, fair enough.
Up to 1 minute.
What am I looking at?
The bottom one.
The elixir?
Yeah, you gave that to us. You told us that's what it was, and that's it. So...
It's an effort enhancer.
I don't know.
It enhances your effort by 4. All right, so that's your action. Emily is actually next.
It's basically saying, for that 1 minute, I deflect or dodge all ranged projectiles, but any other attacks I receive in rounds that I was shot at is increased by 1.
Okay.
Which I think that's making it saying it's harder for me to dodge other attacks.
Mm-hmm. Okay. That makes sense.
So
she's looking at him. She's gonna look
at no mental wise.
Oh, well, I mean, I was just curious about it. She's a level 6 to hit.
Correct. Unless you got like intellect attacks.
I do.
I mean, it's still the same level to hit, but I know that you have ways with intellect to drop tiers pretty easily.
Apparently have a cell disrupting grenade.
Yeah. Oh man, I don't have anything cool. I have a
take the whole place down.
Yeah.
I got a rock. Just burn it to the ground. I'm gonna plasma arc this bitch.
What does that do?
I literally fire a plasma arc from my mind to hers and fucking hit her.
Okay.
Auto?
So she's a 6.
She's a 6.
I have an edge of 3.
If you spend effort, yeah. How many levels of effort do you have?
4. So if I spend 2, that would bring it down to a 3, which would be a 12. No, a 9. No. Spend 2, bring it down to a 4, which would be a 12. Sorry, my brain is off. Lucas math.
Yeah, me math.
I'm gonna do that.
It's contagious.
We're gonna do that. We're gonna hit her.
Okay. So you're able to drop it down to a level 4?
Yes.
Okay.
No.
What was it?
No. I'm gonna use my XP and reroll that.
Did you roll a 1?
Yeah.
Probably a good idea.
Yeah, it was worth the XP.
Worth it.
Yeah.
I mean, I would have given you a D4 to see who else you hit. Including the Dustman.
That's why I'm...
I already dodged her.
I got
two.
A 2.
Oh, it's better than
I
one.
Quit.
Still a miss.
Set, y'all.
Still a miss.
Yeah, but we don't get shot.
she seems to shake off whatever you're trying to do. Now it is on to Derek.
Okay.
I've been thinking
do something.
This has been really. I've been going back and forth with this. I'm going to take that needle out. Uh-huh. And I'm going to put it into my own neck and squeeze it.
Of the unknown.
Yep.
Cool. You guys see a shimmering field of energy surround Jimmy Cobb. As far as you know, that's all it does.
Sweet.
That's new.
There is a shimmering field of energy around
blue
you.
And shiny. All right. That's my turn. That was an action.
To use a cipher. It's back to her.
I'll take that out. That does.
At least you didn't kill yourself.
I know. I was waiting to like freeze to death or something. I was like, I'll see what happens. I'm going to hate myself if I don't use it.
Stevie, she looks at you, and it is a she's level six character to evade her shot.
Gizak,
duck and weave, duck and weave.
You know, spend any effort or anything to.
What is that? That looks.
It's
good.
A 19, so ooh, no, I'm not.
Damn. Ooh. You move out of the way.
Thanks, pink dye.
And she is looking a little pissed.
She flips her off, by the way, when she does it. She goes, motherfucker!
Yep.
Because apparently none of us can hit anything.
This is like a stormtrooper battle.
Right?
So the dust man walks up to her and swings his great sword, and he does hit her.
Was this great sword on his back the entire time?
No, no. He formed it out of energy.
Oh.
It's sort of like a packed weapon almost.
Jesus. Okay.
Oh, wow.
And she did.
That was easy, guys.
He hits her pretty hard, and she screams. It hurts.
Yeah.
She went...
It is then back to Josh.
All right. I guess we're just going to try to shoot her again.
Okay.
Can I still spend stuff? Or what?
Yeah. Every round you get to spend stuff.
Okay. And if so the free one brings it down to 4. Because I
you're free two, yeah.
Free two.
Yeah, free two. Okay. Yeah, we'll just keep sticking with that.
You just need a 12 or higher to hit.
16.
That hey, you hit. How much damage does it do?
Two.
Let's see. It's the handgun 6 plus 1. Let me see if I have anything else. It'd be 8.
8 total?
Yep.
Okay.
Well, because do I have to say that I would have to use Pierce beforehand, right? Because I spend a speed point.
Wait, what?
It says I can use, I don't know if I can use it before or after, but I can spend 1 speed point to gain a damage point.
Probably before you roll.
And yeah. I did, yeah, that's you what I figured that
you
was.
You didn't do that, so
yeah. So no, it's just 8.
It's just 8.
Yeah.
Okay.
It could have been 9.
Okay. So she's in pain. She gets knocked back a little bit with that. You kind of put one in her shoulder. Up to Daniel.
All right. I'm going to approach her.
Okay.
And I'm going to use advantage to disadvantage, which is basically just make a number of quick moves on her with my fist.
Okay.
This will increase the difficulty by 1 to hit her.
Okay. So which makes her 7.
I am specialized in an unarmed attack, so that takes it down 2.
So back down to 5.
And I'm going to use 4 points of effort.
Jesus Christ.
Which will knock it down to...
1, if it's going from 5 down 4 levels.
Yes. So, and that's... that'll be 8 points of focus because I got 1 edge, or 8 points of might.
Okay.
Does this kill her?
Ballsy. Ballsy. It's a level 1 to hit now. I mean,
yeah. So you got to get 3 or higher.
I got a 10.
Okay.
So she takes 5 damage and her weapon gets disarmed 10 feet away from her.
Does she get any kind of save for that or just happens?
It says... with a number of quick moves, you make an attack against a foe wielding a weapon, inflicting damage and disarming him so that the weapon is now 10 feet away on the ground or in your hands, your choice.
Okay. You don't want to take it?
You do that thing.
I'm better with my fist.
She drops her weapon. She screams. She's in pain. Stevie?
Pass. Just kidding.
You can. It didn't help much.
I mean, I can try the plasma arc again.
You can go pick up the gun.
Her.
Okay.
I'm not going to try any effort. Well, I can do 1 effort. How about that? We'll do 1.
Okay. So she's level 5 then.
Yeah. We'll give it a shot, guys.
There you go. 15?
Yep, 15.
Ooh.
Exactly.
Yeah, so that's a hit, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
How much damage does that do?
4. Basically, I shot her with my mind lightning.
Yeah, I'm just making sure that her armor or anything else she has doesn't have a defense to mental attack. That doesn't appear, unfortunately, to be the case. Okay. Sorry, so you said 4 damage?
4. Bitch gets hit in the head.
She is stumbling. Think you can finish her off over there?
Maybe. If I'm... How far... Like, if I move, will I be in close combat?
Well, yeah. If your purpose is to, yeah.
Yes, it is. All right. So I'll move up to her, and I will make... I have to spend 3 might points to do a double attack.
Okay.
Which... I do. I have an edge of 3, so it doesn't really matter.
But you have to also have a sword of like frost.
I was going to say, my blue one's my frost sword.
Right.
My gold's just going to be my regular hunting knife.
Okay.
Boring. All right. Let's see. Oh, wait. I will also spend. Let's just spend all the effort. I'll do 4 levels of effort.
So that's 6.
6.
Just 6 points.
Yeah.
Because you get the 3 edge.
Yep. To your how so? How many levels are you dropping at total?
4.
Okay, so it's a level 2.
A 9 on the regular and a 20 on the frost. So,
okay, you kind of come up in this like empty space between in the armpit area, and you shove this hunting knife in there and kind of hold her still as you come down with that frost sword, and just her head falls off.
Sorry, yeah. I forgot you had 2.
Yeah.
She did.
She did.
She be dead, yo.
I just leveled up so I can actually hold both of them together. So
that's what it was. Okay, gotcha.
She is dead as dicks.
Your dick is dead. You got a problem.
And the dust man kind of just takes a step back from you and kind of gives you a nod of approval, essentially. He is still holding his packed weapon, not in an aggressive manner, but just hanging on to it because he's unsure of what you were thinking at this point.
We're unsure of what we're thinking at this point.
And he kind of looks at you and says, because it is his turn. He kind of looks at you and says,
"Do we have an accord to save your planet?
Do you plan on shutting down this operation?"
"Yes."
Insight roll.
Insight on yeah. that one. Like hard fucking core.
I want to roll something to see if.
As we all jump down.
I'm trained in deceiving, but that's. I'm not trying to deceive him.
Lucas so, like, is alive. I have premonition. I can, like, just legit be like.
Premonition isn't like reading minds. Premonition is.
It is learning one random fact from a person or a location that I designate.
But it's random.
Okay, you gotta.
Well, I have to ask the question.
Then you need to beat his level 6. You need to roll at least an 18, unless you got ways to drop it.
Or I can do mental link, too. I can link with him mentally.
It has to be willing, I believe, to link.
I don't think so.
I think you have to be willing to link.
Yeah, I think so, too.
I don't think so.
There, you just link, and you're just like, la, 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 la.
What do I need to roll for insight? Intellect-based?
You said you have skills in deception?
But that's a speed-based, mm-hmm. and I'm trained in deceiving.
Would that also be trained in knowing if someone else is lying, or no?
I wouldn't think so. I think it's me trying to deceive is what I right. see it as.
Same.
So I guess insight would be intellect-based role. So okay. He's a level 6 character.
Well, I could have taken mind reading, y'all. Sorry.
That's what you would have needed.
19.
Oh, yeah.
Nice.
He seems to be telling the truth.
Okay.
Oh,
doesn't mean he is.
Yeah, but. I know, right?
I mean, you beat his DC.
I know, but just because I beat his DC, it just makes me think that I...
He seems to be telling the truth, yes.
Right now he says this and believes it.
He could have other motives as well.
Yeah. All right.
But our goal is to stop this operation, and if he's going to help us save the planet, I mean, might as well, right? Yeah. I'm waiting to figure out what she's doing next, but
yeah, are you doing anything?
I mean,
after that insight roll, I skeptically nod.
Yeah.
Okay.
Like I don't fucking trust you, but I also don't have a reason.
He kind of raises his sword kind of to the side and opens his hand as it sort of just evaporates into the shadows that kind of surround him.
No. So Final Fantasy.
And then, I mean, it's made of shadow, right? So, and he begins to reach into his robe, cloak, And he pulls out this object.
Could you tell us how much damage her gun did?
Her gun? Mm-hmm. It only did 6 points of damage.
Okay.
But had you waited another round, she could have actually turned it on all of you at once.
Yeah. I figured there was going to be some kind of...
there's something big
she
coming.
What's the word I'm looking for? I guess make the blast radius
power
larger.
Up.
And it could have hit all of you at once. So everybody would have had to have made a roll.
Thank God she was really bad shot.
You guys have good defense rolls.
I would have got obliterated. I have a feeling.
We are going to need time to heal, though. Stevie's IP is pretty low.
He says,
"This is an entropic seed."
And it just kind of looks like this metal sphere. He says,
"You will have to take this into the Aleph component inside the crust of the Earth and activate it from the inside. It should shut down the Aleph component."
So this component that's in the Earth, it was planted there by her?
No, the component seems to have like crashed into the Earth.
Like the Earth was like almost built around it. Kind of.
No, like the way it's explained is like this thing hit Earth and that's what made the moon. It broke off a piece of the Earth that created the moon. You know, it's billions of years old.
It's the asteroid that killed the dinosaurs.
Essentially. Except that.
But like billions of years before that.
Much, much older than that.
It could have sparked the dinosaurs.
It could have.
Could have sparked life, actually. Yeah, life.
It sparked
It probably did because
it essentially sparked the strange.
That's what they believe is that different amoebas came from asteroids, like amino acids and stuff, to build together to create life on Earth. That's what they believe. So,
science.
Or at least that's one theory.
So what was her plan again? Could you go over that?
We just killed her.
Her entire plan was to activate that component.
To get her world
to
back.
To destroy Earth, to create, recreate her.
And the only way to activate that was to have enough quickened on that planet.
To use a mind link to...
That's what she was utilizing the spiral dust for.
Yes, and it basically would have affected all the recursions that had the component.
Correct.
Okay.
But the component is active and needs to be shut down.
Got it.
Can we harness this power? For good, of course.
No. There's no good coming out of this. Do you guys want to loot Untaru?
Yeah.
She carries a couple of ciphers, plus her golden armor, and what is called the Starshine Lance, which is that giant gun.
I kind of want that gun.
Both of those things are keyed only to her, though.
Damn.
What, the armor and the gun?
Yeah.
Off her arm and, like, hold her?
Yeah.
Basically, you guys really can't use them. But there are a couple of ciphers, so I'll just...
But we can sell them, right?
Pull out some random stuff.
You should take her gun back, though, because you don't want somebody else
getting
that.
I mean, you can take it. You're just using it would be very difficult for you.
That gun's pretty cool.
Yeah. It's way bigger than I thought.
So let's see what two ciphers come out of here. You find what looks like a spider that purrs.
Nope.
Oh, fuck no.
You guys can keep
it. And what looks like... a hair graft, like some kind of wig almost.
You have to remember this, what it looks like in Rook, so.
Right.
Which we're probably about to leave and go back to Earth.
I want a wig.
You guys just got one of those. So
it'll go well with my dress. I finally have a full costume.
Here, do this.
Jimmy can turn himself into a lady now.
The lady of the night.
So the spider that purrs, roll me a d6.
5.
Woo. Oh, wow. It's a level 10 cipher.
Fuck.
To understand it. And then the hair graft, roll me another d6.
Come on.
1.
Yeah.
So that one's only a level 3 to understand.
Yeah.
If you want to try to understand what these things are, you have to roll.
I'll try the level 3.
Okay.
19?
Cool. This one is called a blackout. An area within immediate range of the user becomes secure against any effect outside the area that sees, hears, or otherwise senses what occurs inside. To outside observers, the area is a blur to any sense applied. Taps, scrying sensors, and other direct feed surveillance methods are also rendered inoperative within the area for the duration.
Because it changed. That would have been good
for something else, like not for this.
Yep.
Cool. Anybody want it?
Yes.
I'm full up.
All right. So. Jimmy just wants the wig.
I do.
You want to try to figure out what the other one is?
I mean, it's at a level 10, it's a 30.
Which means you'd have to do what you can to drop it.
Other than spending all of my intellect?
I
no.
I don't think it's worth it.
It's right. Not.
I could use that. Okay.
I don't want a spider on my team.
Then there is a spider that purrs unless you leave it there.
I'm not touching it.
I'll take it.
All right. You got a spider that purrs.
Unless you cut off his legs.
I'm going to use this cipher that That's restores cool. a number of points that? Back to my IP. It's a level 4. I'm jealous assume that of this it's dude. He's got 8 more legs working than I do.
IP.
Oh. Intellect.
Oh, intellect pool?
Yeah.
Yeah, sure. Yeah. That's what you want to do.
Yeah. I'm just going to, because mine is like, the fact that it purrs.
I had to get it.
Just that's so weird. I want to know how fluffy it is.
Yeah. So you.
That way I don't have to heal like a squeaky my toy. Yeah,
right.
Makes sense. And that gives you an empty space for a cipher, right?
Yep.
Cool. Cool. So Emily has spent a cipher to raise her intellect pool back up.
Mm-hmm.
This is actually not an unuseful thing.
I mean, I would like to try, but like literally it would take all my effort and all of my intellect to like try to figure out what the shit it is to get it to like a reasonable level.
You just use it randomly like I do. You know, it just sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't.
Sometimes it was a good idea, sometimes it's like that's not a good idea.
Sometimes you go paralyzed for a while, you know, it just it happens.
Mm-hmm. Do y'all need to heal? Because we can take like 10 minutes.
You could take a 10 minute recovery if that's what you want to do.
We'll just say that we're taking a 10 minute break.
Sure.
Just kind of like, we'll randomly ask the dust man, like, is he coming with us? Man. Or did he disappear?
Yes. Do you want him to go with you?
Well, I didn't know if he was taking the seed.
No, he's handing you the seed.
Right.
Got back up.
I didn't know if he was coming with us, though. Like, that's a legitimate question.
He has no plans to come with you.
So he's literally handing us something that we have no idea how to fucking use on a thing that we have no idea where it's at and saying, here.
No, he's explained to you, first of all, the ALF component is in the mantle, the crust of the, you know, earth, that you know where it's at.
Yeah, it's in the crust of the earth, but the earth is kind of big and the mantle is quite huge.
Give me an intellect roll.
God, it's going to be at the fucking RPG office. Not, 6.
Anyone else want to give me an intellect roll based on what she just said?
I do.
Why not? 10.
Oh, that's going to be gold. That's going to be gold.
3.
Sebastian, when Stevie Stevens says, yeah, that's in the fucking crust of the earth. You remember the Rev, the machine that Hertzfeld was building to drill into the earth.
I forgot about that thing.
Yeah.
You remember that vehicle exists.
Mm.
So now we just have to find the location. So we have the drill.
You know that you have a vehicle accessible to you that could probably drill into the crust of the earth.
And Hertzfeld is in on it.
Can the hooded man give us like an exact location?
Is he at the?
If we ask him,
or? He's at the facility.
That's what I thought.
He's with Troy, supposedly.
I mean, not really.
Whatever Troy's character name.
It would probably take some time. Excuse me. Monty? It would probably take some time on Monty. Earth to.
I think that was his.
Maybe go name. Through like seismographs and like scientifically pinpoint where this thing probably is.
Okay.
I have a feeling Hertzfeld might know.
Do you use your cipher to translate back to Earth? I mean, you've gotten basically all the information you can out of the Dustman, who is ready to just leave. If you guys want to use your cipher to translate back to Earth, you're welcome to. That's what it's
for. He's not going to help us leave?
He can't.
Are we taking the scientist chick with us? I feel bad for her, blue lady.
Yeah, she like hid behind the bodies during that battle. So
yeah, we can take her.
Yeah, we'll take her back.
The estate can get her back to Rook. It's not a problem.
Yeah, let's bring her back to the estate because I'm sure they're going to have a lot of questions for her.
And she seems to have the answers
for the most part. I mean, she's been in there roughly a month, so.
Had a lot of time to research.
Yeah. You want to use the cipher?
Sure.
She didn't try to kill us, so.
No, she was kind of helpful, actually.
She seemed like she was actually there to just do research and got the bad end of the stick.
Right. Yeah.
So you use your little cipher. He's supposed to roll on ciphers.
I would like to say that the last woman we picked up.
It didn't seem like it did.
What is it?
Yeah, it doesn't require a roll.
What is it?
No, it's the translation thing.
I know. What is it?
The tendril. The piece of tendril that fell out of the bubble.
So how would we use that? It's normally like if it's something you have to like pretend to use it. So
it's like a monster's ink door, right?
Planted in the ground. I imagine you're taking this thing and like planting it into the ground and it kind of forms this.
That works. Cool.
Portal of sorts.
That's what I meant. Like how are we using it?
To
like,
where you want it to go.
It's like when Emily touched.
To be fair.
You weren't there for that. Emily touched like a paralyzing thing.
So you're not thinking about Earth.
And like I was paralyzed. That's why she was mad at Jimmy for like the first half of the game. Because he punched her to get her.
Luckily it worked.
Unparalyzed. Yeah.
Hey everyone, thank you for listening to The Strange. If you'd like to chat with us, you can find us on Facebook at Fans of the Rancor's Brothel. You can tweet us at Rancor's_Brothel, and our archives can be found at rancorsbrothel.com.